Welcome back, everybody, to Bite Size English. And today we're going to talk about greetings, so ways that we can say hello to each other in English. So I know that for some of us this might seem a bit basic, but what I want to make sure that we can learn today is maybe some more informal ways of saying hello to each other, as well as a couple extra more formal greetings as well. So let's just begin with the word greeting. So we can say to each other, greetings. And when you say that, it's kind of a casual way of saying hello to somebody. Okay? Now, in a more formal setting, the important thing is that you don't try to quicken your words, and you want to be very polite with somebody. So, for example, you would say, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. These are the formal ways of speaking, of saying hello. And then we, of course, say, how are you? These are all very basic ways but it's still very formal speaking this way. Now, the important thing I would like you guys to know, when we say, how are you? A lot of people say, I'm fine, thank you, how are you? This is a little bit robotic. Some people do speak this way very robotically. Sounds like they're a robot. So instead, what we have to do is we can say things like, if I ask you, how are you? You say, oh, I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well, thank you. Well is the better word to use here rather than good. If you say I'm good, it means I'm a good person. Doesn't mean I'm in a good place. I'm happy or the better way to say it is simply I'm well or I'm very well, thank you. How are you? Okay, so one more time. I'm well, thank you. How are you? That's the better way to respond to how are you. Okay, so those are the more formal ways. Once again, just very simply, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. And then just following with the phrase, or the question I should say, how are you? Okay, now the more fun bits. Because when we say hello to each other, most often, who do you talk to? You don't talk to business partners, or you talk to friends. And it's definitely a lot more fun speaking to friends in an informal way. And so let's go through some of the ways we can say that. Okay, so number one, we could say, depending on where we are in the world, some of us say, how are you doing? Or we can say, how's it going? Okay, they both mean the same thing. How's it going is a more British and Australian way of speaking, whereas how are you doing is a more North American way of speaking. Okay, and we don't really answer the question. Some people say, oh, I'm good. They'll be casual in return, but some people just don't even answer because we're not really asking how you're going. It's more just a way of saying hello. It's very similar to what's up. So in North American English, we say what's up, or we say it's up. So we take out the what, and we just say the S-U-P, it's up. And this is just a very casual way of saying how are you. But generally, people don't say much. They say, oh, not much, or nothing, you know, these kind of things. Just a very, what we like to call a non-answer to basically a non-question. You're not curious in how they're doing. You're just greeting them. You're just saying hello. Okay? Now, ways to make it a little bit more, asking this kind of question, but making it more of a, you're trying to actually ask the question. We could say, how are things? Or how's life? Or how's life been treating you, right? So these are different ways to say, how are you? How are things? How's life? Or how's life been treating you? And it's a good way to show that you actually care a little bit more, rather than saying what's up, where you don't really care too much about how the person is. These are great ways to show you want more of an answer. You want them to give something, a more of a response to your question. Okay, so for example, if I'm asked how are things, oh yeah, things are great. I might explain I just started a new podcast, or I have a new job, or something like that. And you can talk about kind of things that are happening in your life at that time. Okay, then moving on, we do have the very classic one, long time no see. So long time no see, if a lot of people don't know, actually comes from Chinese. In Chinese, they say "hao zhou bu jian," and that means "long time no see." And we just took that phrase and we translated it into English, and now we use it all the time. And we use this to it's a casual greeting, talking to somebody that we haven't seen in a while. So if I haven't seen a person in a month or a few months or maybe a year, oh, hey, man, long time no see. One way to greet that person. Okay, so moving on to even more casual things and some more fun things I feel. So we have one we can say, which is howdy. So howdy's a bit of it's a very North American way of talking. It means how do you do? So how are you or how do you do? But it's a very informal way of speaking. And in some parts, it does sound like a cowboy talking. So it sounds like one of those Texas cowboys, howdy, you know. So be careful with this one. It's not like anyone would be upset, but it can sound a bit funny. And some people might think, oh, that's strange. Why are they saying howdy when they can just say hello? But it is a way some people do talk. We also have a couple of really great Australian ones, a couple I really like. One is good day, mate. Good day. Good day means good day, to shorten the OOD and just make it good day. And just says, how are you? Or it's a way of saying hello, not how are you. And then some Australians also say, all right, mate. All right, mate. And that's more of a way to say, all right, how are you? It's a very, very casual way of saying how are you. It's a little bit more common in Britain, though, that one. But you can respond with that one, like, yeah, all right. Yeah, fine. These are great little ways of talking as well. And then, lastly but not leastly, some people do say, and this is a bit of a strange one because it's a bit old-fashioned, but you might hear this on television, and some people do talk this way. And they might say something like salutations. So salutations was the old way of greeting somebody to show, oh, you're acknowledging that person and you're trying to give your best wishes to that person when you meet them. So salutations. Not many people speak this way anymore. It is a bit of an old way of speaking English from 200 years ago, 300 years ago, these kind of things. So not a very common thing, but definitely something you'll see on television. If you watch what's called a period drama, so something from a show or a movie that takes place in old-time England or old-time America from the 19th century, the 18th century, these kind of times, then they will say that in the movie or in the television show. Okay, so let's just go through these very quickly. So again, when we're trying to be formal, what do we say? We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, followed by usually how are you, or you might say how are you, sir, or how are you, ma'am, if you really want to be formal. And the way to respond to how are you, not I'm fine, thank you, and you, this is a very robotic way of talking. Instead, what do we say? We say, I'm well, thank you, how are you? Okay, then we can be a little bit more casual about asking how are you. We can say, how's it going, which is a bit of an Australian/British way of speaking, or we can say, how are you doing? Okay, then we also have what's up, or what's going on, or how's life, how are things? Or sometimes people say, how's your day going? How's your day going? But remember, lastly, I want to point out one more point, is when we say the word going in this sentence, usually you don't pronounce it to the full. It cuts off a little bit at the end. So you say going instead of going, going. You make it one syllable and you kind of slam the syllables together instead of saying going. Okay. All right, and then moving on to the very, very casual stuff. We also have, I forgot to say this one as well, we have the one yo, which is a very common way of speaking in usually North America. It's a bit of an old way of talking, but we still, some people do say, talk that way, so yo, yo. And then we have, like I said before, you all right, mate? And then we have the word howdy, and finally, the very Australian, very local to Australia, g'day, mate. Okay, if you guys feel like I missed something or you guys wanted to ask me questions, always just send me an email, bitesizeenglish@gmail.com. And I'm also up on Twitter as well, so if you guys just shoot me a tweet at bitesizepod, and that's up there as well. So feel free to ask questions, comment, feedback, anything you guys want to talk about, I'm totally available for you guys. All right, until tomorrow, see ya.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.